Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is no doubt about the fact that interest is something which is absolutely forbidden, and charging interest has been regarded as something which is very, very severe in the eyes of the Quran, and something which should not be done by a believer. And not only the Quran, we know that the previous scriptures also have forbidden the charging of interest absolutely. So therefore, one has to be very careful that one does not lend money simply on the basis that he earns some profit out of it, whether the person to whom that lent amount is in a straitened circumstances or in circumstances of profit. A person who lends money and earns interest on that money is a person who is a selfish person. He does not realize that what problems and what bother the borrower could end up into, and he is just concerned with his own profit. So therefore, this is something which has been forbidden because it is a means of oppression on the borrower. It can become a means of oppression on the borrower. Now, the question arises that is there any setup and is there any transaction in which if a person lends an amount on as an investment loan, is there a setup in which or a transaction in which a person can earn some money and then this money should also be not regarded as interest? So the one setup or one transaction or one dealing which comes to mind is and which cannot fall or should not fall in the arena of interest is that a person, for example, invests some money as a loan in some business venture, and the understanding between the two people is that in case of profit only, then if there's a profit in that venture, then the person who has lent the money, he shall be given a specific fixed amount of that percentage of profit. So this cannot be objected to. However, if this is not the case, and if this profit is subjected or is distributed to the loss area also, then of course this would become interest. So this should not be the case. As I said, the proper or the thing which cannot be objected to is that if there is a loss, then that borrower, then the person who has lent that money shall receive no money at all. It is only when the borrower has a certain amount of profit and then a percentage is fixed of that profit, if he earns that profit and gives back to the lender, then this is something which can be allowed, which does not fall in the arena or the sphere of interest. So therefore, lending someone amount of money and then earning through that lent money is possible if that money which is lent is, of course, is invested in some business venture, and only if there is a profit in that business venture, then only a specific percentage, which of course can be predetermined, should be given back or can be given back to the lender, then this cannot be objected to. So therefore, if on the other hand, a person the transaction is such that it is clearly said that in case of loss, the person who has lent the money shall be given no amount, then this of course can be this will leave no room for any oppression on the person who has borrowed the money. So therefore, since this oppression would be done away with in this case, we can say that the only way in which money can be invested as a loan is that in which a lender shall earn some profit if there is a profit in the business venture of the borrower. Aqulu qawli hadha. واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.